Blog Talk Radio.
Harambe Kedu.
divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, an African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine Udu Obeya life path and journey. It is how I, Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, February 1st, 2011. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. This is officially my first premium two-hour show. I want to welcome each and every one of you for being present with me here and now in this divine moment, and for finding the time, the moment, out of your busy schedules to share with us here for the Power Lunch at noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, live from New Orleans, Louisiana, with the Divine Prince. And do join me each and every day, 12 noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, now for 2 hours of hoodoo secrets and recipes, divine affirmation and meditation, divine joy and prosperity, revelation and manifestation, each day at 12 noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or concern, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or request as time does allow. And again, today is our first two-hour premium show. I'm open to calls, requests, comments, sharing, and exchange today. Spiritually, I'm sort of all over the place. There is so much going on, from Tunisia to Egypt to now Jordan, and all over the Middle East. And if you are a Bible scholar, a Quran scholar, or a historian, or a person who's just paid attention, you have to be conscious of something shifting, something profound shifting right now on our planet. And as I predicted earlier in the year, I'm greatly concerned right now about world terrorism, particularly here on American soil. And I don't want us to lose our focus and our prayerfulness and our ritual work and its purpose in not only guiding us forward and preparing us for whatever changes may come, but also in just being conscious and aware of what's going on, not only within ourselves, but within our families, our children, our communities, our system, if you will. Indeed, we're going through a changing of times, and the evidence is all around us. Today, this February 1st, 2011, we are sharing a Capricorn lunation with the moon now in its balsamic phase in Capricorn and the sun in Aquarius. And again, balsamic suggests transition, release, transformation, renewal, purity, and cleansing. It is the phase in the cycle when you must let go of everything you have been working on that does not deal with the most current issue. During this phase, you reflect on the passing cycle and prepare for the new. Trust in renewal. Trust in change. It is important to separate ourselves right now, spiritually, mentally, empathically, and go within and center on that which is still quiet and absolute, the God, the Goddess within in our eternal connection to Spirit. For indeed, we will need those connections just to make sense of some of the challenges that we are now facing, as well as many of the changes we are now facing. Learn to overcome and resist the illusion of isolation, and know that there are forces, there are powers greater than our present level of understanding that are with you and for you in your righteous endeavors and activities. We only need to be still, sure, and pure in our activities and our motivations as we move forward today, February 2011, and beyond. To the future. We are sharing the sun in Aquarius in the first house, the moon in Capricorn in the second house, Mercury in Capricorn in the 12th house, Venus in Sagittarius in the 11th house, Mars in Aquarius in the first house, Jupiter at Aries in the second house, Saturn at Libra in the 9th house, Uranus in Pisces in the second house, Neptune at Aquarius in the first house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 12th house. And indeed, many of you are looking right now at the weather, the coming blizzard and snowstorm, which is set to shut down many cities between Dallas and the East Coast. Shall we say, some of you are already beginning to experience frigid weather. Indeed, we're still close to 70 degrees here in New Orleans, and I'm grateful, indeed. I'm happy and grateful. One of the many reasons that I love the Deep South, love New Orleans. We are to get down to the mid-30s tonight, but I think we're only going to be dipping to about the 50s in the next few days, particularly over this period that many of you are mapping and charting this snowstorm. So indeed, we all have many things to be grateful and thankful for, but also challenges that we are continually overcoming and growing beyond. If I may use a magical term, prosperation, to not go over or around the mountain, but to go through the problem and ultimately utilize that challenge for your own good, for your own divine manifestation. in Batuku, the spirit of wealth. So I'm going to take a brief intermission. I will be forward momentarily with our African affirmation and meditation and more of Divine Prince live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio, sharing and caring with you for the daily power lunch at high noon U.S. Pacific Standard Time. I'm grateful for your presence, for your being, Goddess Mother Varisha. Also, area code 912, I'm grateful for your presence on the phone line. And, of course, Kalahat DNA Freak, Queen D1, Sister Abana Racism, Not Anonymous. I am grateful for your presence live with me now in the Blog Talk Radio chat. For those of you who are listening via my various Blog Talk Radio remote players, I too am always honored by your presence. And if you haven't done so already, please do click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. The square markers as a favorite, it will alert you to upcoming shows, show topics, and special guests, as well as my infrequent Blog Talk Radio blog post. Also, show your support by visiting my website and clicking on the PayPal link and sending us a donation, or by visiting me via my team site or my live person site, and also by clicking on the advertisements that Blog Talk Radio has placed on the page. I see today they are featuring Amtrak, which I can actually say I'm in favor of Amtrak. So please do take the time and click on that advertisement and show your support to the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince and Buddha Central, live in an archive here on Blog Talk Radio by acknowledging the commercial advertisements that Blog Talk Radio does place on our show page each and every time you visit the profile. There's also a K&N air intake. I believe that's some type of auto service for vehicles that's now also placed on the page. So I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, serenity and tranquility. Ashe.
Aye, mama.
Pashe. Biso is a Lawa or deity served in Haiti and New Orleans voodoo, which walks like the Getty family, or means that it is actually a family of spirits. And some of them are understood to be Petuo or hot spirits, while some of them are Rada or cool spirits. The Yobilo Biso, for instance, is a Rada Lawa associated with water, while Biso Twakan is honored in the Petuo tradition. Biso is often figured as a bull. He is a strong, warlike spirit who is prone to acts of violence sometimes and is capable also of profound good deeds. And he may be descended from a bull spirit of the ancient Dahomey tradition who guarded the king of the land. Biso is also surprisingly and unknown to many associated with weather and unusual changes in weather patterns. And indeed today, as I look at the astrological forecast, the image I received today was the crossbow. The crossbow of many warring warrior paths, Ogu, Inle, Azaka, Ochofi, and many others who have the crossbow as a part of their implement and ritual symbolism within the various paths. So today I'm seeing the challenges that we are facing globally, socially, politically, economically, beyond transpersonal, beyond the individual, beyond our individual circumstance or situation, but more at a collective level. And I think many sort of breathed a sigh of relief to some degree and began spending again during the holiday season here as if, you know, things had pretty much gone back to normal. And understand, things are by no means normal. We are still climbing out of a terrible financial situations, one that still has many unanswered questions for us, not only personally and individually, but collectively at the government level. This battle over health care and the cost associated with that. So we must begin to broaden, expand our consciousness beyond anything we've ever done before, ever understood before, in order to accommodate not only just the reality of what we are now traversing, but the solutions, the blessings, the hidden jewels that always lie ahead of any challenge. Mark Lerner Shine suggests that the transition from January to February 2011 carries some extra undesirable tension. And here's why. Mars forms a caustic 45-degree link to radical change agent Uranus, always containing unwarranted fireworks in the form of emotional explosives. And indeed, I've already begun to receive, particularly through personal consultations, evidence of that manifesting, particularly in the workplace. And I mean specifically the job-oriented, 9-to-5, cookie-cutter type workplace. Those who are actively moving towards more independent self-employment are not finding quite as much tension here, and in fact are growing and evolving in ways that defy the statistics of the time, particularly economically. Meanwhile, Vesta confronts giant Jupiter in a square pattern. Not the most favorable business investment alignment possible. And again, particularly if you're going in the direction of the traditional stock market corporate path, they're still being downsized, they're still being affected in many ways that still have not completely been revealed to us. But again, those who are moving towards a more independent path are finding some breathing room and resources coming to you and being made available. We have a saying in the South, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. You've got to get those proposals out. You've got to start talking about projecting that which is your plan, that which is your goal, that which is your format. And you will find that those who are most favorable to that will be drawn to you, and your assistance will come. Use extra care if you're into day trading and fooling around with the stocks, bonds, commodities, particularly with all the changes that are occurring right down in the Middle East. And ultimately, unfortunately, I'm even raising beyond my $3 to $4 gas price, maybe even to $5, particularly for those in New York, California, Miami, and those big, normally expensive areas to live generally. Now, giving you a short reprieve is this monthly Moon-Mercury union in Capricorn, which began about 2 hours before the show. I believe about 10:45, a boost for communications and literary endeavors. And many are writing right now. My younger sister, Wapani Don, is writing 2 books. My mom is now working on her 3rd book. And many others within my personal circle are moving forward in books. But I'm also seeing, again, that literary doorway, which really has been open now since about 2007, still remaining open. I'm still seeing great advancements for those of you who are working on literary projects and books. Finish old business on a high note right now, courtesy of the Void Lunar Course Uncertainty Zone, which happened this afternoon, right about 1:30 my time to about 5:20 when the moon enters service-oriented Aquarius. After the moon takes up residence in the 11th sign of the zodiac for the next 2.5 days, group projects and team sports regain the spotlight. The rest of the day and night are a battle between opportunity and stress. And indeed, we create and recreate our own reality. So it's a matter of focus. The opportunity bandwagon arrives as the moon makes a supportive 60-degree report with Jupiter around 9:13 and during a similar alliance between Venus and Neptune around 1:36 a.m. my time, New Orleans time. The potential for stress manifests around the times when Pallas squares Saturn and when the sun makes a frictional 45-degree link to Uranus. And with the Aquarius new moon not occurring until about 8:32 tonight, my time, don't be gung-ho about bold enterprises overnight. Again, clean up what you're already working on. Excuse me. For those of you who have unfinished work, unfinished documents, unfinished books, or who have been neglecting your journaling, indeed, this is a time to move forward in that. You will want to wait until the next moon, new moon, actually occurs before taking any great leaps forward in ritual, ceremonial work, or any new projects as we move forward. I'm going to take just another brief intermission, and then I'm going to return with the affirmation and meditation, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Philadelphia, divine, all blessings, serenity, and tranquility. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave in us and around us. Haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, fake and Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, false prophets and fear mongers, strong arm prophetizers of the same old bait and switch, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, and enslave progress, spiritual evolution, and forward movement. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for divine revelation and manifestation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Agungs, Dede, Alusi, and all those who've gone on before us in divine transition and which will assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate your names and enliven our lives with your divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, spirits, forces seen and unseen, may we forever give your names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, so-called civilization, and ourselves as we now know it. I and I, even me, as we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciation, and that they would project upon and recreate and reverberate and reshape all reality towards that which is most righteous, most pure, most authentic. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and love, truth and understanding, we light and illuminate our candles. A constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides, our head, and our protectors, a reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We offer libation for renewal, rebirth, refreshment, regeneration of spirit, but also to enliven the power and connection we have to our ancestral spirit. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection to spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If we can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, loved, created, creator, child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love manifest, divine science, divine math, divine astrology, numerology manifest, known and unknown mystery and unknowable in this here and now divine moment. And you are made in the image and likeness of your divine creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistakes, God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your mystery, of your might, of your science and wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, transform, and evolve, you inspire others to change, transform, and evolve. When you align with that which is most true, most real and authentic, you inspire others to so change, align. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most divine light and spark of your true and most perfected self. God, Goddess, Queen, King, Prophet, Prophetess, free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just for a moment, remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. Healer, heal, manifester, assist those to manifest that which is most true. Right here and right now in this divine moment, you have creative allowance, God. You have creative allowance, Goddess, to create and recreate the light, the love, the clarity, the environment that you need, seek, and desire to move forward. I am, because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment and time. Each and every day I pray, Divine Spirit, bring me into union with you, with myself, with I and all of creation, for we are one body, one spirit, one person, one entity. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence, my divine presence. Let me clearly perceive your light, your voice, your vibration, your guidance. Walk with me into awareness, into my mysteries, into consciousness, and replace my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put on my life path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will and center. Right here, right now, in this divine moment in time space. Let me feel your presence as much in change and transformation as in peace, tranquility, and happiness. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energies to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept challenges that develop the real me. Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than to have me always live them out through physicality. Let me learn by seeing, hearing before I manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, false voices, my illusions and misconceptions. Lift the veils. Lift the veils. Remove all my blocks, even me. Show me my shadow side and what I'm here to learn and accomplish in becoming a balanced and conscious being. Help me develop honor, creativity, integrity, endurance, commitment, compassion, harmony, mercy, self-motivating fire. I call my divine spirit back into our present time space dimension for immediate manifestation. I unplug my energy from the people, places, and things and thoughts and feelings and illusions into whom which I have invested too much time, energy, and will. And I no longer finance the past negative, unhelpful memories with my time, energy, or emotion. Help me to remember that all the people in my life are here according to a divine and perfected plan, and they are helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I'm helping them to fulfill theirs. Light and darkness, good and bad, negative and positive, they are all players in helping to assist you in becoming true and authentic to who you are. So I bless, I forgive, release those whom I perceived as having harmed me in any way, and I ask forgiveness and release of those whom I have harmed in any way. And I'm thankful for life in just the packaging in which it comes as it is unfolding here and now in this divine moment in time. I'm thankful for the many teachers, guides, inspirations in my life, the many people who assist me in buffeting the gem, the diamond, the stone that is I am. May there be divine harmony and serenity among us all. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me and beside me, divine guides along my way. Through every moment, every event, every journey, every emotion of every day, I am now wise. I am true, patient, kind, and loving too. And all things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me. Their truth, it is me. I need only to still my mind and listen, still my ego and listen. They are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength. I'm failing, and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I know no fear. The divine truth is life, love, spirit, and cosmic unity. Co-create with me, co-create with me, co-create with me, and it shall be Ashe. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creator are without beginning or ending, eternal, infinite, all powerful. I am free to experience life in any way I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, what you think, feel, say, or believe. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me. And I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences and divine manifestation. And as these moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. And when problems arise, and they will arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that I am God. I am Goddess. And they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal. For my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, between my ego, they speak and come to me, administer and administer to me, and all things become crystal clear. Record keeper, quartz, crystal clear. And my life transforms in fine, magical, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of divine serenity and tranquility, divine wisdom and understanding. And my path forth is becoming clearer and clearer because I will it so, because I say it so, clear, crystal clear, refined and focused. Every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in a natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-receptive, all-projective. And I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am a divine balance. I am divine completion. Elegba is the one who confronts. Bawa Maniko, Bawa Niko, Indora, Bawa Yako, Bawa Yakanda. Ishu Alekwana Kosi Were, Awu Ono Utoni, Ibo, Ala Afando, Osi, Obatsalami, Ita, Ibo, Omiyo Abanish. Ishu is a reflective elder who vlogs, confronts, and uncovers full that one verse in mystery and chooses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrificed. The owner of warning is the one who is Ishu. Abaro Aboye, Abo Shishe, Ashe, may our Ibo reach the room, may our Ibos be accepted. May our Ibo allow what we desire to come to pass, and so we say, Ashe. I'll be forward momentarily, divine peace, blessing, joy, and prosperity.
Bye.
divine peace and blessings, unity, and community. Again, I am truly honored, humbled, and grateful for each and every one of your divine beings present here at this moment. Talaha, DNA Free, Queen B1, Sister Abinan, and of course, Goddess Mother of Arisha and Erico 215, who is present with us on the phone lines. We are grateful for your being present here with the Divine Prince today. For you to be on any other channel, any other project, and we are honored by your attention. Indeed, there are so many things going on in our world right now. My energy, my spirit is sort of all over the place. And indeed, it's kept me up at night. Let me tell you, I can feel the stress, I can feel the anger, I can feel the anxiety, but also the sense of hope, the sense of something is changing, something is coming. And indeed, when we have upheavals such as what we are seeing right now in North Africa, and even our wars and rumors of wars, as they were, I tend to, as an empath, feel a pull, a draw on my energy in balance to, in proportion to the extent of alarm, if you will, for what's happening at a global level. Indeed, as spiritualists, as practitioners, I think there's more to who we are and what we do than just our own personal gratification or even that of just the client, but a more community, grassroots level involvement. So indeed, again, this is a time to be very active spiritually, religiously, ritually, particularly when you are not clear what to do. For many of you, your dreams are speaking to you, through you, and for you at this time, and you must be keeping journal. I suggest over and over the power, the value, and usefulness of journaling. And sometimes we will, particularly those of you with a natural gift, you will journal information that may not have a direct correlation, sometimes for days, months, or even years down the road. So journaling is crucial to not only mapping our progress, our evolution along our spiritual path, but also making sense of the planetary bodies, the governmental bodies, the societal bodies, our friends, our family, all the matter that moves around us each and every day to assist us in our own journey, but also in our collective I journey. Another piece that's in the media right now that I wanted to briefly mention on the show is that the New Orleans Archdiocese, and I posted it on my Facebook, so you can, if you haven't already, go to www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. And there's a story about New Orleans Archdiocese to publish online baptism marriage records of slaves. And many of these records go back to the late 1700s, I believe, and forward. And indeed, this will be a powerful tool for scholars and ordinary genealogists, particularly for those searching for roots, family names, surnames, via New Orleans and Louisiana and the slave trade. And indeed, we all know that many of these religious institutions, the Catholics as well as the Mormons, have kept some profound records. Many of you may not have knowledge of the depth of records, particularly the Mormons are keeping on as many people as they can document, not just here in America, but planet-wide. The Mormons have a practice of praying for and baptizing people even after death. So for hundreds of years now, since their origination here in America, they've been documenting and storing archives of names. So for some of you genealogists and amateur genealogists who have tried to research your family, you already know this, and you may have already made those Mormon archives a part of your research. But indeed, this is a profound piece of news and history for baptisms, marriages, deaths, particularly when we consider that in many parts of the South, we were considered chattel, animals, property. So this information was not often well documented or well taken care of. But we do know, again, that the Mormons had a form of documentation as well as the Archdiocese. And the Archdiocese of New Orleans is now going to release a few details on the database, which is scheduled to go up live on today. The Church's Brief Description outlines a powerful new tool for scholars and ordinary genealogists, particularly for those searching for slave ancestors. Archbishop Gregory Amon and activist Emile Lumas are scheduled to announce today that French and Spanish records set down in florid script dating from the founding of New Orleans in 1718 are moving online and will be available to anyone, anywhere. The church schedules a demonstration of the database for today at 12:30 p.m. my time. But it has, at least up until the beginning of the show, had released very few details. And it was to include how the database would be searchable. But, of course, if you are interested in this article or the database, you can track it back by going to my Facebook, either my Facebook, the Divine Prince, facebook.com/the Divine Prince, or my House of the Divine Prince organization page on Facebook. And on both of those pages, you will find a direct link back to NOLA.com, where I first pieced together, came in contact with the article and the information. And of course, I would be remiss not to, again, mention what's happening in North Africa. And indeed, re-ask that question, what are you truly committed to? And what are you willing to do for that belief, for that commitment? Indeed, the March on Washington with Dr. King and the Civil Rights Movement, we put ourselves in great harm's way to stand up for and fight for what few rights many of us believe that we have even now, today. And in many of these countries, if not all of these countries, these people are risking what would normally be their lives to speak out. I know they were saying specifically in Egypt that this was the first time in 30 years that people have been able to publicly say anything about Mubarak. And indeed, for you Bible scholars, scriptural scholars, even those who have studied other religious texts, excuse me, we just cannot ignore the events that are going on right now, live in Egypt, in Sudan, in Tunisia with the Jasmine Revolution, the standoff many of you are unaware of that's taking place in Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, in Northwest Africa. And many of these conflicts have a live Twitter feed, which I'm sure is being fed by concerned citizens, both there but also internationally. So if you would follow the link that I just placed in the chat, allafrica.com, you can have access for yourself to the live Twitter feed for the Egyptian conflict, for what's going on in Sudan right now. And there are new changing events in Sudan. I just haven't had a chance quite yet to cover that. Tunisia and the Jasmine Revolution, which many accredited to starting this movement, if you will, across North Africa with these civilians beginning to stand up and protest against their governments and their various forms of oppression. And again, I ask, what American are you willing to do other than sit in front of your TV or complain? And it's not a an insult, but rather a hopeful call to action on our behalf here in America to do more than what we are doing now. Right now, the most vocal group we're seeing is the Tea Party, and many of us claim we don't believe what the Tea Party is representing. But I'm not hearing, not on any large communal scale, from any voice other than theirs right now, which influences the world to believe that we all support those belief systems. So we must begin to do as our brother and sister have done in other parts of the world and truly begin to stand up for what we believe in, do something more than provide some lip service and wait for someone else to do the work that is already being done. Many are already in the marches, already in the cut. My sister Abinay, Racism Not Anonymous, Queen Ifama, myself and many others. But indeed, we must do more, much more than what we're doing. And we're going to be hit hard this year economically. I believe at the gas pump, in the grocery store, and even some other ways which may not be readily obvious to us at this time. But we must begin to reconsider our consumerism, what we're consuming, what we're buying, what we're eating, what we're spending our money on, and what we're really truly willing to stand up for and against and defend. I'm going to take just another quick break, and I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince Live and in archive with the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Tilapia and Ashe. I want to take this time to remind you that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 306 degrees of divine voodoo wisdom and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, astrologers, numerologists, psychics, practitioners, and vendors who can be located in the various virtual groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find Teresa Kalahat and her beautiful angelic soaps, along with the Queen Akushiwa and Nubian Jewels.biz. You can also find Queen Ifama and some of her personal handcrafted Afrocentric and African-based jewelry and beaded jewelry pieces. Also find my virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And remember, you can still visit these very powerful voices in my Queen's Chamber and King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Sneh, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, can be found featured in the King's Chamber of my website, along with Brother Majadi Baruti and Uja Temple, where they serve the goddess. Indeed, you can find them featured 24 hours a day in the King's Chamber of my website. In the Queen's Chamber, you can find the Truth Terrorist, the Queen Ifama, serving up nothing but the butt-naked truth here on Blog Talk Radio, and she is featured in the Queen's Chamber, along with Sister Abana and Racism Not Anonymous, who can now be found presenting the 12 Steps to Racism Not Anonymous here on Blog Talk Radio, and she is featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare, Authentic Sangoma Priestess, can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And of course, you can locate more contact information for my co-host, special guest, these honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profile, but also by visiting my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And I'm going to put out a special appeal right now, which I normally don't do, but we're sort of in a tight position right now, sort of closing out some old accounts, clearing some new ones, and moving forward in 2011. So I need to get as much support right now via my Keen accounts as possible, and particularly the Keen groups. I would like to see the Keen groups and those practitioners given just a little bit more attention and usage. And be reminded that anytime you utilize any of those practitioners in my 8 virtual temple groups, you will receive 5 free minutes or more with me, the Divine Prince, as follow-up. So be sure to comment and rate and visit my many Keen virtual temple groups, House of the Divine Prince, We Are True Friends, Divine Revelation, Divine Joy and Prosperity, and all 8, and visit those practitioners, particularly right now, and let it be known that you are a part of my Blog Talk Radio listening audience, and then send me a note via Keen if I don't beat you to the punch, because often I know right at the end of your call when that transaction has taken place, and I'll often send you your free minutes, your complimentary gift, usually without your prompting. But I'm trying to track our reach, particularly for the King groups and particularly through Blog Talk Radio. So for those who will, please do show us that support. For those who cannot, Again, we appreciate your clicking the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio and marking us as a favorite, and also by visiting and investigating the commercial advertisement, commercial and corporate advertisements that Blog Talk Radio has placed in various locations on our Blog Talk Radio profile. So each and every time you visit the Blog Talk Radio profile, please do take the time to click on those links, look at them, investigate them. They're showing something right now with TransUnion and your credit. Amtrak is still featured at the top of the page. So please do take the time to do that and support us now as we move forward with this new premium two-hour daily weekday format. And know that we greatly appreciate all your efforts and your endeavors. I'm going to take just another quick intermission, and then I will be forward with more of the Divine Presence live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are present on the phone lines, please do feel free to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be more than glad to address your question, comment, or request at this time. My number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. And quickly, I must say, in my Virgo Labor Day style, before I go, it's just amazing when I have very limited time, so many people want readings and they want questions. Now I have a two-hour format. It gives plenty of time for people to call in and get a complete understanding on your request, and no one is speaking up. So, again, I want to give you a couple of minutes to think about it, and then I will come back with more of the Divine Prince, and we will be pressing forward. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Years of famine.
Alafia and Ashe. Indeed, John knows we are way past due. Way past due. Particularly for those of us in America who sit and watch the rest of the world grapple and deal with war and rumor of war and famine and cholera and disease, infant mortality, and various other forms of dehumanization. And indeed, we have suffered, and I did use the word suffered, a period of temporary separation from these events. But indeed, we are way past due, and we must begin to prepare for sudden and dramatic change, whether it comes from nature and our weather, in our volumes of water, I perceive future wars over water coming. Also, fuel prices and food prices will see a great incline this year, unlike never before. Spirit is directing me that we will receive and will see a certain amount of reprieve for the first 6 months of this year. But beyond June on, I am not really feeling confident about future events which may lie ahead. And indeed, those events that are happening right now all over the world, even to include North Africa, are part of the setup, if you will, for future events to come. Indeed, beginning with our fuel and our oil prices, food and transportation. Many of us in the States, our food travels, I believe it's some 2,300 miles before it reaches your plate, and we're going to pay for that. For those of you who have a green thumb, who are able to cultivate and can teach others to cultivate, indeed, I'm always doing that and open to doing that, particularly in our beautiful temperate climate here in the Deep South, where we can grow all year round. Excuse me. I have some videos that I need to kind of splice together throughout the neighborhood of 5-pound grapefruits and oranges just hanging off the trees right now in the dead of winter in New Orleans. So indeed, we must get back to our roots, get back to our indigenous ancestral connection, not only to spirit, but to manifesting that right here, right now, in this time and moment as we move forward. Yes, cauliflower, $3.99 a head, Kalahati is just ridiculous. And let me tell you, I like to shop in some of these quote unquote high end grocery stores. For here in the South, that would be Rouse's, Winn-Dixie. What's the health food store? Goddess Mother Orisha. The market, you know the one I'm thinking about. The big one is all over. But anyway, I'm noticing that the produce section looks Whole Foods. That's what I was thinking of. The produce section looks really weak. I mean, really weak. And to me, living in the South where a great deal of food is produced, I don't expect to see that. I really don't. And I think many of our crops are being replaced with other things, fuel-based grains and products that are going to be made into other commercialized sources. And indeed, we must consider that as we move forward and finding our energy solutions, but also continuing to feed and supply food for this explosion of population that the planet is now supporting. So we must begin to utilize our skills. Those of you who make things, create things, there will be a time when that will become more and more popular as we move forward in this different dispensation. Yeah, that it's surprising to me, Kalahat, to see the amount of, you know, Whole Foods originally was about Whole Foods. So to see such a large assortment of booze and exotic wines and, you know, and I'm not anti, you know, these things. I have, you know, liquor and offerings of wine on all the altars here in the house, but also a personal stash that we keep, you know, for entertainment. And it's just amazing to me that we have more wine on the shelf than we do produce, particularly if I can call out a store, Winn-Dixie, down there in Chappatoulas. I'm amazed just standing there when I first come in that door and look across that produce section. And someone's getting paid to do that, and you too should be amazed as you look out over that produce section. And often right there in the middle is someone with a plate of cheese and crackers trying to suggest people to buy wine. And I think that there may be some covert reasoning for that. People need to be drunk now. People need to be high now to digest or not digest many of the environments that we are living in, many of the events that are manifesting within these environments that we live in. So I'm seeing vice and more creative forms of vice being pushed to the surface while not really considering the most basic need. And no one understands. I have a fairly good grasp on history. Beer, for instance, invented refrigeration in America, invented the whole idea that we could preserve and keep food for longer periods of time. So, again, it's just a matter of us being creative and looking outside the box and stop being puppets as followers and really begin to feel comfortable in positions of leadership, even from your show, even from your blog, even from your website. Be less fearful and stand on what Spirit is bringing to you and sharing, and know that it will be tested. People will always have an opinion. People always will give their side of the story, but we must really begin to work to bring these ideas and this awareness to the forefront for all of our good, ultimately. Sister Abena has been doing a series of videos on YouTube, and yes, I have been watching and paying attention about television and all the lies that are being pushed at us right now. And there is something, a force out there that wants to see us sedated. There's a medication for everything. There's a vice for everything to keep you from just spending a good 5 minutes in solitude, in silence, just seeing and understanding. If I can be spiritual for a moment, our whole concept of meditation is about going beyond, expanding your awareness, rising up into your God or Goddess consciousness, which allows us to see what's around us at a much greater range, much greater understanding. Down here on the ground, we are too close. We can't see the forest for the trees. So we must pull ourselves up, sometimes even off earth and into the atmosphere, and look back at a much broader range to not only track history, what's been, what is, and what's coming, but to also just understand where we really are in the midst of all this stuff, all this madness, all this confusion, all this imagery and messages that are being projected at us. And know that we are not only human, not only animal, not only earth, but we are also air, we are also spirit, we are also God. And God, indeed, we must pay attention to our ritual and the meaning of these rituals. I noticed early on something about prayer and the practice of prayer through different cultures, through different religions, through different frames of understanding. And indeed, how we pray is very indicative of who we truly are, what we truly believe, and where we are. Victims tend to pray from a very victimized stance. Survivors tend to pray from a very survivalistic understanding and awareness. Overcomers, and so on and so forth. Symbolically, when I look at, for instance, Islam and the prayer with the forehead on the ground and that reconnection to earth, and understanding the necessity for that reconnection, but also being aware of the metaphysical implication of being grounded and not being to see and navigate in spirit. So we must begin to, again, move our awareness beyond just temporal, linear, beyond just what's going on right now and what we're being led to believe, and see with your third eye open, hear with your spiritual senses beyond that illusion of what we are being presented with, what we are being shown at any given time. Again, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be happy to address you. If I do not get a question, comment, or request, I'm going to come back, and I want to quickly touch on dream interpretation and how that manifests in Orisha work or deity work. And particularly for those of you who are not formally crowned, formally initiated into any of these paths, and you've heard me speak in previous times about the availability of information on the line, online, and many are sort of picking and choosing their own understanding. And often this symbolism, these archetypes get in our consciousness and then they re-manifest in our dreams. And particularly for those of you who are not initiated, often these dreams are symbolic of a much deeper message, requiring divination of some sort, some deeper thoughts, some deeper understanding. They do not necessarily equate into ritual practice, particularly if you are not aware, if you're not initiated into the practice of that deity. So if these things are coming to you in imagery, 99.9, it's a message that has to be looked into and deciphered, as opposed to something you should activate at a ritual level or within your altar work. And I'm bringing this up specifically because someone asked me some questions about some dreams and things that manifested in the dreams, and were ready to sort of go out and shop for and buy some things and sort of do some rituals as they manifested in the dream. And again, you have to be careful. We are spirit and flesh, which means we're open to negative and positive, angels and devils, jinn, as well as all forms of positive deity. But we must be taught, we must learn to discern spirit. And all major world religions teach that. We must be able to interpret who's speaking, why they're speaking, and the validity of the message being given. And understand that we operate interdimensionally, and things mean different things. Symbolisms mean different things depending on the dimension, the place from which you are standing, the place from which you are observing. So I'm going to take just another quick break. Again, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. When you're ready to speak, just press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than gracious in attending to you. I will be back momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Indeed, again, I am truly honored and grateful by each and every one of your presence, all of our special guests, Sister Avanah, the Innate Freak, Kalahat, those who have come and gone during our first two-hour daily broadcast. Of course, Goddess Mother of Orisha and area code 215. Again, I am so honored and grateful for your attention to the show and your ability and willingness to be with us for the full 2 hours, and I welcome each and every one of you under the sound of my voice to join me here each and every day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, for the Divine Prince Live and in archive from the House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central in New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. We have about 3 minutes left in the show. I want to wrap up by again, asking each and every one of you, what are you willing to commit to? When you look at the events, the original events of persons setting themselves on fire in Tunisia, and this motivating and inspiring other governments and other civilian bodies to rise up and to speak out, sometimes after 30 years of silence and oppression, what are you truly willing to do right here and right now, today, for you and yours to sever yourselves from the past and those that would only drain you of necessary energies for moving forward? And what are you willing to do right here, right now, today, in so moving forward and activating your beliefs and your creative endeavors as Spirit offers them to you? We are indeed living and existing in a time of great creative outpouring of Spirit. And the internet plays a huge role in that. When we can Google a word, Google a phrase, Google a picture, a concept, an idea, and get worldwide information. So indeed, we must take this tool more seriously and our path more seriously as we affect each other and offer support to each other. You don't have to do what I do. I don't have to do what you do. But it's necessary that we support cross-culturally, cross-philosophy, cross-political opinion, those who are truly operating to help and not harm, to move us forward and not hinder. So again, I'm running out of time, and again, I welcome you back in divine joy and prosperity, revelation and manifestation to join the Divine Prince, House of Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central for the Power Lunch, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, every working weekday here on Block Talk Radio. For those of you on the phone lines, I will continue to play music until the very last person hangs up. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Serpent in the rainbow, Ashe.
Thank you. Thank you. work hard to get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, I don't mind what the heathen said, that I love me.
Yeah. Azunke pare legba he, azunke pare legba he, pare legba me la jan kase wosho, azunke pare le pare vodou legba,
azunke pare legba
he, azunke.
I don't give man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make up for you.
I don't get below. Afutayi, bila bila,
nda
va chikwe chida.
Non non mauvais dato, marele, non non mauvais dato.
Bilalo!
Diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai.
C'est pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est joie, Timounio, ça c'est blague. Mais gain bon Dieu, oh gain le Seigneur. Diable a dit la manger, c'est pas vrai. Oh goût, diable a dit la manger, si c'est vrai, c'est pas tout vrai. Oh goût, papa. Diable a dit la manger, si c'est vrai. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain le Seigneur. Diable a dit la manger, c'est pas vrai. Pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est blague, Timounio, ça c'est jouette. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain le Seigneur. Diable a dit la manger, c'est pas vrai.
Olicha, ça fait moins la peine d'arrêter. Olicha, la go, ça fait moins la peine de me
d'appuyer.
Olicha, la go, ça fait moins la peine de me d'arrêter.
Olicha,
I'm not afraid.
loko mwen la agoe. Papa loko mwen mwen la wi agoe. Papa loko mwen la. Benati bade moren ki bre nou bata la waman. Ki ni bo fè pou nou la bon Dieu va aide nou.
Papa loko mwen la.